रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 45. सीता सेंड्स लक्ष्मण आफ्टर रामा. द पीटियस अपील फॉर हेल्प सेंड फोर्थ बाय हर हस्बैंड पियर्स द हार्ट ऑफ सीता एंड शी एक्सक्लेम्ड टू लक्ष्मण इन अ फ्लड ऑफ टीयर्स. Rama is in the hands of the Rakshasas and, like a noble bull in the grasp of furious lions, he looks in vain for succor. I die with grief and terror to hear him cry in helpless agony. My senses reel under the shock. Fly as quick as thought to where your brother lies helpless and all alone in the forest, in the grasp of his cruel foes. Save him, though you die for it. But Lakshmana, mindful of the orders of Rama, stirred not. Whereat Sita blazed in fury and cried, Double-dyed traitor, base son of Kaushalya's co-wife, relentless foe that followed him in the guise of a friend, you have not the heart to save him from mortal danger who came into this world before you? Do you pray for his death so that you may possess me? That is why you stir not from here. Now I see it all. Your peerless love for your brother. That explains your careless and cheerful stay here, intent on your holy purpose. It is a shameless lie, your solicitude for my safety. And you stay here therefore. What benefits it when the hero is done to death whom you and I follow here? Alas, basely, all too basely have I been betrayed. And to Janaki, who cried so with streaming eyes like a startled fawn, replied Lakshmana, Mother mine, full well do you know that Rama is more than a match for the whole company of Devas, Asuras, Rakshasas, Gandharvas, Pannagas, men and other created beings. Have you ever heard of anyone who could stand up to Rama in fight, whose prowess rivals that of Indra? Defeat in battle and death are not to be uttered in the same breath as Rama. It is not seemly for you to speak thus. I cannot bring myself to leave you here in this forest all alone and be far away. Mass together the might and strength of the mightiest and strongest in all the worlds, and it is as nothing before a glance of my brother. The worlds and their rulers are but moths that rush to a cruel death in the fire of Rama's anger. Grieve not, put away care and apprehension from your heart. Very soon will he be among us and relate how he slew the wonderful deer. It is not his voice we heard. It is the glamour of some wily Rakshasa. Doubtless it is Maricha's magic. It is his voice. Rama has entrusted your safety to me, and I see not how I could leave you here. Ever since he destroyed Khara and Dushna at Janasthan, the Rakshasas wait to do him an evil turn. Their sole delight is to torture others. They disguise their voice in any way. Let it not trouble you. Sita's eyes reddened with wrath at the words of Lakshmana, and she tortured the heart of the truthful prince with many a cruel taunt. Wicked, heartless, cruel, and sinful parricide that is born to blast the fair fame of the Ikshvaku race. How long have you been praying for such a danger to Rama that you may win me to your arms? Else you would have spoken differently when he is in the grip of death. Yet it is no wonder that you should speak thus, seeing that you are but the son of a co-wife of Kaushalya. You fellows are noted for your cruelty, wickedness, hypocrisy, and there is nothing you dare not. Was it not for this that you followed us to the woods, a model of devotion and obedience? How long have you set your foul, slimy heart upon possessing me? Stay, maybe you are the miserable emissary of Bharata. You shall be foiled in your fell purpose. Would I waste a thought upon such disgusting insects as you when I glory in Rama, the hero, as my lord and husband? I have no life apart from him, not even a moment. At these terrible words of Sita that caused the hair to stand on end, Lakshmana took no offense, for of stern control was he and of noble heart. He folded his hands in deep respect and replied all gently, Mother, you are unto me as a god. I dare not gainsay you. Yet I submit that it is no wonder that women are tempted to speak words all unseemly. It is ever their way. Modesty, patience, shyness, they are strangers to. It is nothing to them, nay, it is a real delight to them to pierce the hearts of men with words of wanton cruelty and sharp malice and drive into enmity the best friends and well-wishers. Yet my heart rebels to hear the cruel, merciless words that fell from your lips. I wonder how you come to be born as the daughter of Janaka the wise. What curious turn of racial karma sent you to take birth in the line of the Videhas, adorned with noble excellences? These words of yours fall upon my ears like the deadly narachas and pierce my heart. You dare to speak to me these cruel words all unjustly, whose feet never strayed from the path of virtue? I call to witness all the beings in this forest. Better I was dead than being suspected of such a foul and terrible crime. Fie upon you. Do you call yourself a woman, one of the gentler sex, and have the audacity to speak to me so, who know no other law but the command of Rama, more a father to me? Well, I go to him. He checked himself as he recollected his brother's words. Alas, fool I was to lose my temper and speak harshly to Janaki, who is as a mother unto me in every way. Out of a repentant heart, he said to her again, may all good be thine, may danger and peril be far from you. Rama entrusted you to my care, and I place you under the protection of the guardian spirits of this forest. The evil omens that I see fill me with doubts of our seeing you again. He could not tear himself away from his charge, seeing which Sita broke into a flood of tears, beat her stomach with her hands, and sent forth frenzied screams and cries. Lakshmana, this moment you go to bring Rama, else I shall jump into the waters of Godavari, or strangle myself, or fall headlong from the heights, or drink deadly poison, or cast myself into the blazing fire. Would I waste a glance at any other but my Lord Raghunatha, or touch him with my foot? Lakshmana tried his very best to console Sita, who hissed forth like an angry serpent and would have her way. She only cried, sinful wretch, cheat, traitor, would you find some excuse or another to stay here a while? And then turn her back upon him as if rage choked her words. Then Lakshmana saluted her reverently, took leave of her with joined palms. With an anxious heart did he follow in the wake of Rama, casting many a glance at Sita, whom he was all loath to leave alone behind him in that dreadful forest. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunapye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.